so we've got a lot of people that are just kind of not moving ahead in life. What are some of the excuse areas that you and your co-author address in this particular book?
Well, there are lots of areas, but we identified eight of them that we have seen for the last almost three decades here. And they're along the lines of this. Our first one we look at are blind spots and weaknesses, just areas we need to change, but we're not really going there. Health and wellness, of course. Our social connections, which I think is a key factor to permanent change, just we are much more detached as a culture. Then our communication skills. I think the average person thinks they're a much better communicator than most of the time we really are. And so that's an example there. And then time management. We make a lot of excuses in that. Finances, of course, that we've touched upon. Career. And then we added one that may be a surprise for a lot of our listeners. That is our serving of others. A lot of us have good intentions to give, but we rob ourselves of that helper's high, that ability to really do what it's all about, because we've got so many obstacles, and we think once we finish those things, then we can get into serving other people. So those are the eight that we cover in our book.